I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. This is a word that is in Psalms chapter 32, verses 8 and 9. A wonderful word that reminds us every day that we are not alone, that if we are in the right hands, that if we do place our lives completely in the hands of God, His eyes will be upon us and the Lord will always be there at the right moment, making us understand and teaching us the path in which we must travel, in which we must walk. God is willing to teach us and show us the way. He is constantly watching us and is willing to be our guide. But then the verse below, verse 9, says, "Do not be like the horse or like the mule without understanding." That is a simple advice. In other words, let yourself be guided only by trusting in the Lord. He will show you the reason why He designed you, the reason why He created you, what you are good for. And you can enjoy every time that comes because He will bring to you an opportunity and a specific challenge for your life, designed by God. But together with the process and the test, the way out is already prepared. We will be able to see the way out as our life takes refuge in God. And we clearly listen to His voice to receive His advice and be directed, be guided, be led by the Lord. I don't know if at some point, and even in this time, you have felt without strength. You have felt like there are things that you have not been able to overcome. Challenges in which you consider that you will not be able to overcome, or that you will not be able to achieve them. And in addition to this, that many people do not believe what God is doing in your life. We may feel bad for considering ourselves in this way, but today I ask you to stop for a moment and know that God designed you with a special value. Perhaps the world doesn't appreciate it. Perhaps your family will not be able to see it. Perhaps some consider that you have no solution. Some may think that they shouldn't waste time with you anymore. But you know, the eyes of the Lord have been upon you all the time. And although you have moved away from home, although you have thought that nothing makes sense anymore, this audio doesn't reach you today by chance. Today, God is reminding you that He has a plan and a purpose with you. What has happened is that you have not come to the right place to be valued. I will explain it to you with a story. One day, a boy who did not find meaning in life because he considered that he was not good at many things, and he had tried to solve some problems and he had not been able to solve them. Many people no longer believed in him, and even himself came to consider that nothing made sense anymore. When he was a child, his parents had told him that he was a good for nothing and he wasn't doing very well at school. So, if he tried to fit into society, he would be rejected in many places, and in fact, that was what he was experiencing. So when he felt bad, he looked for someone to talk to, and he got close to an old man, and I say old, not as an insult, but because of the experience, to a man with experience, to a friendly and loving old man, who decided to talk to him, and decided to listen to him. When he hears him speaking, this old man tells him, "I have a problem, and I want to solve it before I help you with yours. I need you to help me to solve my problem." The boy got sad because he thought that this noble old man was also going to leave him for another time, and then no one could give him a solution or speak to him about something that would motivate him. However, he agreed to the old man's requests and said, "Well, it's okay. What do you want me to do?" The old man took off his ring, a very beautiful ring that he had in his hand, and gave it to him and said, "I need you to go to the square. Go to the market and sell this ring, and do not accept less than a gold coin. I need you to sell it at least for a gold coin. If they want to give you less, then don't sell it." This boy went to the city square since the morning, going to each store, to each place, to each tent where he approached to sell the ring. People offered him something different from what the old friend asked him. One of them wanted to give him 3 silver coins. Another wanted to exchange it for some items. But nobody wanted to acknowledge that that ring cost a gold coin. After knocking on more than 100 doors and presenting the ring, he did not find anyone that would give him the value that he was asking for. So he got a little discouraged and went to the old friend and said, "I could not sell the ring. I got to more than 100 places and nobody wanted to give me the correct value. I think that no one could suddenly evaluate how much this ring will cost. So they offered me the first thing that came to their minds." So the old man said, "Perfect, you said it. You need to go to the right place where they can appreciate the ring and really know its value. And there is no better place than where they sell gold and where they work with it. So go, take the ring where they sell gold. Ask for its value and do not sell it, no matter how much they offer to you. You are not going to sell it, and you will bring it back to me." The boy went to a jewelry store. There he saw how they were working with the gold, how they tested it. So it was his turn, and he said, "Here, I bring this ring. I am selling it. I need to know how much it is worth." So these people took the ring. They checked it, tested it, weighed it, and said, "This is a great ring. Look, we can offer you about 35 gold coins for it. And if you wait a little longer, I think we could give you 50 gold coins for this ring." This young man was amazed. In the square, they did not want to give him a single gold coin, but in the workshop, they told him that the ring costs more than 35 gold coins. But since he had been sent on a mission, he said what the old man told him and he didn't sell it and gave back the ring to the old man. The old man took the ring and told him, "Only in the right place, this ring, being recognized by the experts, received the value it deserved. I was able to start thinking more about this biblical text. In how we go through life trying to fit into different parts, being rejected and thinking that we really have no value, that we are not worth much. Sadly, even from home, we receive strong words of rejection, like, 'You are going to be a good for nothing. You are stupid. You are not going to achieve anything in life.' They even compare us with others, but it is simple. We are just like that ring in the middle of a marketplace. Anyone can put a price on you. Anyone could put a value on you. But that's not your value. It's not your value. Today, I can tell you just one thing. The only one who can give you your correct value and who has decided to fix his eyes on you to show you the right path and guide you in the right direction so you can enjoy this life, knowing that you are not going to fit anywhere. You know why? Because not everyone knows your value. Not everyone knows what God gave you. Even you have had couples who have not known how to value your heart. And you just have given yourself. And now you have a fragmented heart. But if you get to the best workshop, the Potter's Workshop, to the one who designed you, the one who knows what he put inside you. You will be able to listen when he speaks to you, and you will hear the most beautiful words of love, of comprehension, and of how much you are worth. Today, I invite you to make a stop and stop looking where you will not be able to find the correct answer. And I invite you to go to the professionals. Go to the professional. Go to that place where they are going to give you the correct value. Do you know where that place begins? On the cross. You are worth so much. Today, look at the cross, which is empty, but understand what happened there. Don't look at the tree. Understand what happened there. The Heavenly Father loves you so much that he sent his only Son to give his life in a cruel sacrifice of blood and horror on that cross. And when you lift your eyes and look at the cross, you will realize not only what happened there for love of you, but you will keep looking up because that cross points up, and you will be able to understand what I read to you in this psalm. Your Father's eyes are on you, and only if you decide, he will show you and teach you the way you should walk, because his eyes are on you. Maybe life taught you to walk alone, and you thought that you achieved everything by your own. But no, every time you leave home, there he is looking at you, waiting for you to make the decision. And today, you can do it. The world, and when I talk to you about the world, I'm talking about society, the system. It will never be able to evaluate you, nor find the precious thing that is in you. Get closer to the one who designed you. Look at the cross and then turn your eyes completely upwards and realize that God has his arms open to you. He is willing to show you your true value. What are you waiting for? Don't think over and over again about that. He is waiting for you. Let yourself be found. Father, I thank you for your word. Oh Lord, what a wonderful word of love. How much love? How much love can we experience when we look at the cross? How much are we worth? If we ever wonder how much we are worth, the answer is in the cross. And after looking up and knowing that your arms of love are extended towards us, towards this humanity that many times hardens its heart, today I cry out to you for each person who receives this audio. Remind them of your love, Lord, and may they turn to you today, and may they remember that apart from you, we can do nothing. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. And for that, I want to invite you to subscribe on our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. Click on subscribe, and you can follow me on social media. There find me as Pastor Elias HC. Blessings.